Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
All right. Well, we are dreaming as a church. So we're actually going to continue this series that we started a few weeks back when we were at our new building, and we're really going to dream as a church because that's really kind of where we are in the phase of who we are as a church. Like, again, we're a church plant. We're about a year and a half old, almost 2 years, and we're in this transition from moving to this building into our own building. So if you're a first-time guest here and you didn't know that, that's where we are. We're getting ready to transition over into a new building. If you've been here a lot and usually fall asleep by the time I get to this point, it's time to wake up real fast and pay attention. Hey, we are moving to a new building pretty soon. So I'll give you just a quick update on where we are. So last week, I kind of talked about where we were with the building. I talked about my frustrations and how sometimes I can get down. And when we did all the inspections on the building, there was a bunch of stuff that came back there, all kind of little things that were super annoying, but they're frustrating to me. Well, we shot all those to the owner of the building, and he's actually going to help us out with a portion of some of those repairs. So he's actually have an addendum together that the owner's going to have like $700 to give to us to help out with some of the repairs with the septic and the heating and cooling and things like that we can apply to that. So that is amazing as well. So it's incredible that guy that he's doing that. The guy that's actually selling this to us is really cool. Again, he let us in the building before we even owned it. Like, just an incredible man of God wanting to see the kingdom of God be furthered and on as well. And our closing date is estimated at this coming Friday, so June 17th. Is when our estimated closing date is. So we're getting close. Now, I will tell you that's the estimated date from the title company. So the title company is kind of finishing up all the work, so it could get pushed back. But if everything goes accordingly to what they told us, we're going to close this Friday, which means this. It means that we will probably do our first service in the new building on June 27th. So not next Sunday. Father's Day is next Sunday. We're going to continue. We're going to be in here next Sunday. And if we do close this Friday, I'll make the announcement, and we're going to move and be at the new building on June 27th. So we'll go pretty quickly. And I will say, when we go into that new building, they're probably not going to have some of the lighting. We might not have some of the technology. We're just going to go in as is, and we're going to continue to develop those things and take these things over slowly and surely. But we'll get there, right? But I think from the preview service, what we learned is that when we strip down everything, The common denominator, the common factor between it all is the Holy Spirit is leading the congregation. The Holy Spirit's leading this church, and He will always lead this church. And then He does, it really gives us this opportunity to dream for more than, right? And then even to live it out. And that's what we're really looking through. We're talking about living out for more than, which is what this whole series is all about. And as we think through this, imagine as a church if we lived out more than, right? What if what God was trying to really get us to a place where we ought to operate out of this audacious faith all the time? Where we have to operate out of this faith to believe for the impossible. And then God actually does the impossible through us. To rely for God on more than we can imagine. Again, that's what dreaming is all about. And last week, if you remember, we learned that in order to dream, in order to live out our dreams, we have to move past our regrets. We have to move beyond our past and the things that we're holding on to. We have to let go of those regrets, because we talked about how when we hold on to our regrets, it's really keeping us from living out our full potential. And we learn that there's no regret that God cannot redeem. There's no regret that God cannot make new. And we talked about how moving from regret to dreams is believing that God is for you. We talked about how moving from regrets to dream is not settling just for good enough. It's not even settling for good, but it's settling for a God-sized dream. And then we talked about how moving from regret to dreams is practicing regular disciplines, practicing regular spiritual disciplines. And I want to kind of continue on this, and I want to jump in this and kind of expand this a little more. Because as we move from regret to dreams, what we're really doing is we're going through this journey. And today I want to talk about the importance of a journey. Because the truth is, the journey prepares us for the destination. The journey prepares us for the destination. The journey is really the bridge. It's that the bridge that connects us from our past to what God has for us in the future. And the journey is the bridge that really takes us from our regrets to our dreams. The journey is really where we can learn a lot about ourselves, But more important, we can learn a lot about what God has for us and what God and who He truly is. The journey is where we begin to live as if God is who He says He is. The journey is where we begin to really put into practice that we are really children of God. And the journey is where something changes in our lives. It's where we move to that place of reliance on Him. It's where our faith combines with our actions and God moves inside and through us. The journey is where our regrets move to faith-filled destinies. And it's where God uses our failures. It's where He uses our circumstances. It's where He uses our problems. He uses our setbacks really as setups for something greater. It's where we defy our circumstances and where we live in the truth of God's promises. And God's promises become our reality. The journey prepares us for the dream. And it actually does more in us than what the dream and the destination itself could do. The journey prepares us for the destination. And if you think about a journey, like think with me through this, right? Have you ever been on a vacation before, right? Raise your hand if you've ever been on a vacation. All right. So most of us, we've been on a vacation. And you probably have a memorable vacation. Like you're probably thinking about some trip that you took when you were a kid right now. You're probably thinking of something where maybe you took your kids to a place, right? Or maybe you're just thinking about a getaway that you did by yourself. But it was just a really good vacation. But the chances are when you think about this vacation, you're not only thinking about the destination. You're probably thinking about the journey as well, right? Again, you're going to remember the destination because that's the reason we took the vacation in the first place. But you probably remember the journey. And there's always something memorable about a journey. Like there's just something to a road trip where you get stuck in traffic for hours upon hours, right? The things that you do when you get stuck in traffic are things that you can't mention to other people sometimes, right? But it's part of the journey that makes us remember things, right? The things that you do on a road trip are things that really, they come together. Like maybe your car somewhat breaks down, or maybe it breaks down all the way. It's something that you're going to remember. But the journey is things we remember. If you're going on a flight, and then you get stuck and you have this long layover, there's something about the layover that you're going to remember as well. These things, they test us, they develop us, and they really prepare us. I mean, when I look back on the trips that I took when I was a kid, or even with the kids now, There's always something in the journey that's probably even more memorable than the destination. Like there's nothing like sitting in the back of a station wagon and looking out the back, right? And like just as a little kid, there's nothing like that. Like you try to get the truckers to honk at you every time you go by. Like the kids today, I feel like they're going to miss out on a little bit of what real life is about. Like they don't experience going 70 miles backwards like we did back in the day. Like you haven't lived life. Like you can't see what's going on, but you know how your parents driving because of the hand gestures that people are making at your car, right? You know what's going on, but there's something to that. There's something to that journey that you remember hanging out back there, right? There's nothing like being stuck in traffic for like 4 hours with a 2 and 3 year old. Like this is the phase we're kind of at now. Our kids are 3 and 4. So when we get stuck in traffic and they're bored out of their mind, like it tests us beyond anything. But it's memorable. There's something about that journey. There's nothing like traveling from the mountains of West Virginia at like 3 in the morning in the middle of a whiteout in February, all because your wife thought it was going to be a great idea. Like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm bitter about that, but there's just something about that journey. And whatever we do, whatever trip we take, whether we're on a kayak and we fall completely, we follow somebody through, right? I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, but I was on a kayak trip one time, and this guy whose name rhymed with Kevin, he drove around, and we got through, and I took him around this place, and he fell in completely into the water, right? He never lets me live it down because there's something about that journey that's memorable to it. I think there's always something memorable about our journey. We can't overlook the journey. Because the truth is, the journey develops us. It builds us up. The journey prepares us for the destination. And a lot of times in life, God uses the journey to develop our trust in Him. So let me ask you, where are you at in the journey? Are you embracing the journey that God's taking you through right now? Are you looking at your journey and are you looking at it as a way to develop yourself and prepare you for the destination that God has for you? See, when we ask ourselves that question, I think the problem is too many times we really just want to skip over the journey. We want to get right to the destination. Because really, if you look at our generation, if you look at who we are like the most impatient generation of all time. Like when we want something, we want it right now. Like everything we have access to is instant. So everything in our mind should be instant as well. We want it right now, right here, at this very moment. We want to wait for nothing. And so many times we want to skip over the journey to get to that destination. I mean, think about it. If a light turns green and the person in front of you is waiting, let me just tell you, you're going to honk the horn, right? And I'm just going to say this because, like, usually I get tested in what I'm preaching about on a Sunday morning. So this week was a little bit of a test, and I'm going to tell you I did not pass. So if you were in front of me this week and I honked at you, I'm going to tell you, get off your phone and start driving. No, I'm going to say, listen, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to honk at you. But there's like three times this week where if somebody was in front of me, the light turns green and I'm waiting for, it was probably 3 seconds, but it had to be 10 seconds in my mind, right? And I'm like, so finally I honk. My kids are in the back and like, Dad, what are you honking at? I'm like, oh, I'm just saying hi to them, guys. Drive, drive, pay attention and drive. But really, when I'm saying this, just so you know, I'm preaching to myself a lot of times up here. But I think we want to get to the destination as fast as we can, even if it means, and in some cases, especially if it means skipping over the journey. Many times I think we want to get to the destination so bad that we even despise the journey. We think, oh, you know what, I want to go to vacation, but oh, I've got to drive 8 hours, right? I've got to do that. I've got to go on an airplane, right? Or you know what? I want a new career, but I'm going to have to go through college. Or I want to get start a family or something, but I'm going to have to go through a dating cycle with somebody, right? I'm going to have to do all these different things. I'm going to have to go through the journey. I'm going to have to wait a little bit. I'm going to have to do these things that develop me. And really, we despise the journey. And many times, because we despise the journey, we even quit and we never fully get to the destination. Because the journey, for so many times, is something that we completely dread. It's something that we're not looking forward to. And it's because we're so impatient, right? We just want to get to the destination. But the truth is, the journey prepares us for the destination. If you think about it, imagine what would happen if we embraced the journey. If we embraced the journey, imagine the memories that we would have. What's incredible, I think, is that we still have memories oftentimes when we hate the journey because God uses it so much in our lives. But imagine if we embrace that. Think how much more we would appreciate those memories. Think about how much more we could appreciate the lessons that we learn as we go through life. The truth is, God often takes us on a journey so that we can fully experience the destination. I mean, think about how God's used some of the things in your life. Think about how God's used the journey in your life, used the struggles in your life so that you can experience more than. Maybe there's a struggle that you had in your marriage way back when, and when you're going through it, it felt like you just wanted to give up, right? And maybe that's even where you are now, but what truly is happening is God is taking you through the journey so that you can experience so much more. Whether it's in your marriage, maybe it's even in your finances. Maybe you can look back and say, you know what, there's a point in my life where I was completely financially broken. Like I was down and out. But God used that as a journey to kind of move us to the next process so that God could really help us and lead us to the destination in that area of life. Maybe there's a broken relationship back and you look in your life and you're thinking like, man, I thought it was the end of the world. But what was God doing? He was using that as a part of your journey. Maybe he was using that to help restore another relationship. Or maybe he was using that broken relationship to even create a new relationship that is even greater and is really actually a part of his plan, a part of his dream for more than in your life. Think about how God can use the pain in our past to help us experience the destination he has for us. Wherever you are in the journey, God wants to use it for your destination. God takes each of us through this journey, and he's developing all of us. And the truth is, it really looks different for all of us in each of our lives. But he's preparing us for the destination. And to let him do this, to let him prepare us, for us to embrace the journey, there's a couple things that we need to do. To go through this journey, number one, we need to have a Christ-centered mindset. We need to have a Christ-centered mindset. And Philippians 2:5, it says this. It says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. In everything you do, and how you respond to people, and how you respond to others, and how you interact with people, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to have a mindset as Christ Jesus. I think oftentimes God puts these relationships in our life that can be testing. And what he's really saying that he's doing is, I'm going to take you through a journey, but I want you to have a Christ-centered mindset through it all. And that's what we need to do. We need to have a Christ-centered mindset. And to do this, this is what we need to do. We need to have God's word in us. We need to put God's word in us. The simplest way really to say that is that the mind of Christ is really the word of God. I think Jesus, if you look at him, he is the embodiment of the Bible. He's the embodiment of scriptures. Jesus is referred to as the Word. It says the Word became flesh. So really, when we pray through the Bible, when we read through the Bible, when we're memorizing the Word of God, what we're doing is we are branding Jesus on our brains. We're putting Jesus in our minds and in us. And the Bible truly renews our mind. If you go back way to ancient Jewish culture, if you look at them, their education actually started when they're about 6 years old. And when they were 6 years old, they would study for 4 years. And then when they were 10, they would graduate. And what they would do, the graduation, really by the time of graduation, they would have memorized the Torah, which is the first 5 books of the Bible. They would have memorized the law. They would have memorized these scriptures. They memorized the whole books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, right? Like, that's a lot of memorization. But what were they doing? They were etching the word in their minds. They were etching scriptures in their minds. And the truth is, we need to do the same thing. To have a Christ-centered mindset, we need to get the Bible through us. We need to etch it in our minds. We need to live it out and apply it to our lives. See, the goal isn't just to get through the Bible, but it's to get the Bible through us. I think the Bible was never really truly meant just to be read. If you go through the Bible, it was meant to be prayed through. It was meant to be meditated over. It was meant to be applied to our life. It was meant to be lived out. And to do this means that we have to sometimes slow down a little bit and look at it. We have to listen for the Holy Spirit to speak through us through the Bible. In fact, sometimes when you read the Bible, maybe you just need to stay on it until God actually gives you something before you read it, instead of just trying to get through it. I know this always is an easy case for me. I have a Bible reading plan. I'm reading throughout the Bible throughout this year, and it's a yearly reading Bible plan, but I go through it, and there's times, like, I'm going to be honest, like, I just read it, and, like, there's nothing. Like, I just looked at a bunch of words. But at the end, on my YouVersion Bible plan, it gives me a little check mark. And sometimes I think we go to this phase where maybe we're really just going through the motions so we can get the check mark, right? But the truth is, God wants to do something more than just for us to get a check mark, more than for us just to get through the Bible, but he truly wants it to get us through us. So really, I've made this thing this year, and I'm not perfect at it, but I've been trying to slow down, and I've been trying to go through the Bible, and if I don't get something the first time I read it, I'll read it again so I can maybe highlight something. Like, my goal is to highlight something every single day so that it's something I can live out and move forward with as well. And I think we need to fill our minds and our hearts with God's word. And this will move us to the Christ-centered mindset. And to have a Christ-centered mindset also means that we need to test our spiritual reflexes. We need to test our spiritual reflexes. Like, think about it this way. How many of you guys have ever played the game Think Fast? Okay, I won't do it. I was going to actually throw a bottle of water at somebody. But the game Think Fast, right, is this. It's where you throw something at somebody and you say, think fast, like, while you're throwing it. Now, the goal of the game may be to test some reflexes, but the goal of the game is really to hit somebody in the face with something if you're messed up like me. But if you think through, what are we doing? They either catch it or smacks in the face, but really, we're really responding. We're seeing our response time. We're seeing how quick are our reflexes. And I think we need to do the same thing spiritually as well. There's times where we need to test and need to monitor and to even evaluate our spiritual reflexes. Because the truth is, our spiritual reflexes, they can make or break us in a moment. Like, if we get cut off in traffic, before we even think, words can fly out, right? Before we even think, again, hand gestures can fly out. We can be giving somebody the feather, right, because they're not worth the bird. Like, things can happen like that. Like, the things happen, and it's really our reaction. It all happens within our reaction time. And this is the truth. Maturity is putting a process in between opportunity and reaction. And I think we can see a lot of where we are maturity-wise, even spiritual maturity-wise, based on our reflexes. Maturity is putting a process between the opportunity and reaction. And spiritually speaking, we need to put Jesus in that process. He needs to be in the middle of that process in every aspect of life. In Romans 8:11, it says this. It says, God raised Jesus from the dead. And if God's Spirit is living in you, He will also give life to your bodies that die. God is the one who raised Christ from the dead, and He will give life through His Spirit that lives in you. When Jesus died on the cross and was risen again, God gave us the Spirit, His Spirit, to live in us so that it could be put in that response time, so that we could gain spiritual maturity. So on this journey, if Christ lives in us, His Holy Spirit's really going to quicken us, right? He's going to alert us. He's going to teach us these things. He's going to reveal these things. He's going to convict us and really encourage us on how to respond, on how to follow Him. So on this journey, we need to have the mindset of Christ. Yeah, that's Christ-centered mindset. And then number two, we need to be anchored in truth. In order to go through a journey, we need to be anchored in truth. I think we've seen this before, even in different journeys in life, where maybe we're not anchored to truth. We're anchored to something that's a little bit, that can move, right? And it puts us on this slippery slope. If you think through, like, how many of you maybe have even been hindered in your spiritual life, even in your life, because you're not anchored to truth. And really what it's doing, it's robbing us from living the dream that God desires for us. It's hindering us from that, and it's really keeping us from learning on the journey. We need to be anchored in truth. I think far too many times for many of us, we're anchored on our past failures, right? We're anchored on some, maybe even words that have been spoken over to us. Maybe somebody said something to us when we were younger, or maybe it's just last week, but we're holding on to these words that somebody spoke over us, and we're holding on to them, and we just, in our mindsets, we can't get past that. Maybe somebody said that you're a failure, so you view yourself as a failure. Maybe somebody said, you know what, you can't do that. Or, you know what, you're not good enough. And we're anchoring ourselves to the really these lies that have spoken over us. We're anchoring ourselves to lies maybe that we even talk about ourselves. Maybe we've thought through ourselves, man, nothing's ever going to change, right? Like, I'm never going to be able to rise above this. Like, this is just is who I am. And we're anchored to that lie. And it's keeping us from moving forward and living out the dreams. We need to be anchored to truth. Many times I think we may even be anchored to our past successes. Where really we're looking at what we've done right, and we're thinking that, you know what, in order to move forward, I can only rely on myself. But God's saying, rely on me. Anchor yourself in me. Don't anchor yourself in the things that you've done, but anchor yourself in Christ as truth. Don't anchor yourself on circumstances, because when we do that, we're really on this roller coaster ride for life. And too many times I think we even anchor ourselves on fear. We have this battle that's won or lost in our minds. And when we give into this fear, really what we're doing is we're letting it own us. So we could give into this, and we can anchor into these lies. We can anchor into this fear. We can anchor into these things that have been spoken over us, or we can anchor into the exact opposite, which is faith. And where you drop your anchor, it will determine your outcome. So to move through this journey, to really let it develop us for the destination, we need to be anchored in truth. In Hebrews 6:19, it says this. It says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, sure and strong. It enters behind the curtain in the most holy place in heaven. If you look at this passage of Scripture, it's talking about Jesus. We have this hope, which is Jesus, that we can anchor in on. Jesus lived a perfect life, died on a cross for our sins, really to give us a new life. To give us hope that we can anchor everything on. We have to anchor our emotions on the cross of Jesus. We have to anchor everything on Him. Because He's the same yesterday, He's going to be the same tomorrow, and He's the same today. He's the same forever. We need to anchor to truth. So let me ask you all, are you anchoring yourselves on fear or faith? Are you anchoring yourself on a lie or truth? When you look at it, I think what fear is letting our circumstances dictate how we feel and what we believe. But faith is putting the promise of God between you and your circumstance. It's allowing God, it's allowing the truth to move. And when we drop an anchor in hope, when we drop an anchor in Jesus, regardless of what happens, He will always be enough. So to anchor in truth is what we need to do. We need to pray God's word daily. We need to read God's word daily. And then we need to record the things that we're even thankful for. There's a place where really, there's times where we need to go back and just go through the things that God's done for us and make an account for them and record those things so that we can look back on those. Because there's times where maybe it's been a rough time, but if we record those, if we write those down, we can go back and see where God was faithful. And we know that He's going to have greater things for us in the future as well. And then we need to share those things. We need to share those things with family. We need to share those things with friends, not only really to encourage them, but also really to encourage us. As we share those things and we say it out loud, you can see God truly working with us. So on this journey, we need to journey with the mindset of Christ. We need to anchor to truth, and we need to slow down. All right. That was fun. I just want to mess with a little bit with that. But really, we do, right? I talk a little fast. That's how I sound when I slow down. But we need to slow down. I think so many times in life, we wear this busyness like a badge of honor. Like, we feel like, you know, I'm so busy, and we feel important because of it. We feel like, oh, we accomplished something because we're so busy. But the truth is, we need to slow down. Because the busier we are, the less we see. The busier we are, the less we see. The busier we are, the less we experience. It's the exact opposite. Really, when we're busy, we think like, oh, I'm getting all these things in. I'm experiencing everything. I'm seeing everything. But what we're really doing is we're missing so much more. The busier we are, the more we miss. And if you think about it, think about how much in life you've missed because of busyness. And when we look at too, that spiritually, I think there's a lot of times we miss out on what God has for us. Because the truth is, we sometimes even want God to move faster than what He is. Think through, like, how many times have we ever gotten ahead of God? We think we're ready, but the truth is God knows what He needs to do to shape us a little bit more. He knows what He needs to take us through in order for us to handle the true destination. The journey prepares us for the destination. In other words, God is trying to shape us. And He's using the journey. He's using the circumstances. He's doing all these things to help prepare us. The truth is this, God wants you to get where He wants you to go more than you even do. But we need to slow down. We need to let Him lead us. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, not too far ahead, but not too far behind. And when we do this, He's going to bring us through these dreams of more than. God can take you on this journey to dream for more than, and He can help you experience it. So my challenge for you is to journey with the mindset of Christ, anchor to truth, and slow down. And as a church, this is what we're going to do as well. Again, we're in the middle of this process of dreaming. We're in the middle of this incredible journey together, right? A journey to this new building. Really, a journey to reach more people for Christ. A journey to reach more family members. A journey to reach more friends. A journey to reach more coworkers, neighbors, to expand the kingdom. But to do this, we always have to have the mindset of Christ. To do this, we have to be anchored in truth. And to do this, sometimes we even need to slow down. As I challenge you to do this, this is really why I've challenged you even to give sacrificially for this dream as well. If you would, you can pull out your dream pamphlet there, the little cardboard one there. But over the next few weeks, and last week, you've heard me kind of continually challenge you to make a decision to give sacrificially, because this is really where we are as a part of this journey. And as a part of this journey to accomplish these dreams of more than, we've really talked through that these dreams of more than are just some material items that God has going to put in place, but He's really going to turn these into souls. And these material items, they add up to about $25,000 to upgrade the building. So again, starting next week, June 19th, we're going to go through July 31st, about 6 weeks, and we're going to ask you to sacrificially give. And as you can see from the handout, you can either give a one-time gift or you can give a weekly gift for 6 weeks. That's above and beyond what you're already giving. But really what we're doing is we're trying to raise $25,000 so that we can make a bigger impact on the community. And again, the building upgrades are about $10,800. It's going to include carpet, paint, a divider wall, some work for the stage. The kids' life is going to be about $700, which is going to include a new check-in system. There's a self-check-in system there, some little divider walls and some paint for the room, so some upgrades there, and then some TV mounts for some of the projection stuff that we show in kids' life. The money's going to go to with sound, it's about $6,500. There's cables, there's a sound booth that we need to build. Some of this stuff up here actually isn't ours, it belongs to the building. so we need to get some new stuff, and sound equipment and lighting equipment is expensive, unfortunately. And then for the kitchen and the bathroom, there's about $1,000 that we need for updates in that as well. And then permanent signage, there's about $1,500. Ramble through these, and then chairs is $4,500. I'll tell you this, everybody likes the pews that were there. Sorry, the pews come up from the ground, so if we put carpet in, we're probably not going to put holes in the new carpet, so that's why they're going to move to the chairs, and a little bit more flexible with that too. But those are the things we need. And I believe God's really going to use us in this journey of raising $25,000 for material items, really to turn this into the dream of building and growing His kingdom, of turning these things into souls of people who don't know Him that will have an opportunity to get to know Him more, that will have an opportunity to live this out. So when we turn in our response cards and our tithes and offerings, I'd ask you to prayerfully consider to commit to giving. And then for those 6 weeks, give so that others can experience more of it. And really, you can start giving today as well. Just make sure you mark on your envelope or on your check, or if you give online, just the dream building project. But just a quick update, and this is very similar from last week, but where we are in this building project is we have 9,630 pledged and given at this point. And I have a verbal pledge of another $2,500. So we are extremely close. We're moving on this. We start this next week, and God's already doing incredible things. So I'm so excited what God's going to do, and I'm so excited that we get to be a part of this as well. So really, again, we're about $15,000 away. So break this down. It could be $15,000, 15 people giving $1,000. That could be 30 people giving $500. However you want to break it down, we're getting close to being able to do this and being able to move. But I want to ask you to join us and to give sacrificially. And think about this. As we go through this journey together, how would life be different if we lived this out? Right? How would life be different if we lived out the truth that God is who He says He is? How would life be different? How would the journey be different if we lived out the fact that we are a son or daughter of Him? The journey prepares us for the destination. If the band would come up. The journey prepares us for the destination. And to experience the journey, to live it out, we need to have a Christ-centered mindset. We need to be anchored in truth, and we need to slow down and be led by the Holy Spirit of God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank You right now. God, we thank You for the journey that You've taken each of us through and are taking each of us through at this very moment. God, even though sometimes it may seem frustrating, even though sometimes it may seem like a struggle, God, You are working in and through us through this journey so that we can experience the destination in a greater way. And God, I pray that You be with each and every one of us, God, as we go through the journey. God, I pray that You will help us to go through the journey with a Christ-centered mindset. God, I pray that You help us go through the journey anchored to Your truth and to Your love. And I pray that sometimes, God, that we will even slow down, knowing that You have more for us in the journey sometimes than You do even in the destination. And we thank You for that. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you are here today and you're listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.